Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, Green Bay, and their newest location, Waupaca. They are the highest rated hearing health care clinic in Wisconsin. ProfHearingCare.com is the website. I'm Dan Small. Today, we'll get some advice on hearing protection and how to deal with that ringing in your ears from a hearing healthcare professional. We'll get a preview of the Milwaukee Muskie Expo and learn about upcoming outdoor skills classes with Raised at Full Draw. All that and more, including this week's giveaway, coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupie and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupie and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupie and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupie.com. And all 11 offices of Hupie and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Well, Jeff Kelm joins me again from home in Wisconsin Rapids. Jeff, have you been out? Have you had a chance to get out and do anything exciting?
I have, actually. I got out to do a little bit of ice fishing last weekend, and actually I had one day and started early, ended late, hit 5 different lakes.
Wow.
Kind of burned through lakes we had on a map. We knew what our travel route would be. We knew what we were looking for. Let me tell you, Dan, we eliminated a lot of water. There, in those 5 lakes, there was a lot of water that did not contain fish. And the fish that many of those lakes did contain were small to medium sized fish. And so, that wasn't totally surprising. But we're looking specifically for certain size fish, and, we just didn't find it. With the help of the modern technology, like forward facing sonar, we were able to, you know, get into lakes, drill only the holes we needed to look around and get out.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you are the most mobile ice fisherman I know. And I know there are other guys who move around a lot, but you know, you can do that on open water with a boat, but on the ice, a lot of people just drill a hole and sit down and hope for the best. And you know, that's not the way to catch fish.
Yeah. It's a really difficult way to do it. It's kind of disheartening, actually, to just drill a hole and cross your fingers. I'm really appreciative of the technology that we have and the ability to use it. And, I've said it before, with great power comes great responsibility, right? And we're not going into these lakes to find these larger fish so we can just, you know, pillage them.
Yeah.
We're really just kind of doing, you know, reconnaissance in a sense of, we just like knowing where they are for times when we do want to go catch them, or there are times where I'll take individuals out, you know, whether they're from church or family, and, you know, hey, I know of this place, we can go here and we'll go catch some fish or whatnot. And so, it's just kind of a conquering aspect to it of like, hey, we found them, we don't need to do anything with them, they're here, we'll move on to the next ones.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's just kind of the way we look at it.
Yeah, interesting. Well, it was kind of a reconnaissance success story for me last week. I was pretty busy. I went down to Grant in Lafayette County, where Mark LaBarbera lives, and Paul Smith came over, and some of Mark's friends were there. And Mark has some property that's got a lot of bunnies. And, you know, the reconnaissance, they did it for all the hunters, and he knows where they are. And I got there a little late because I had car trouble going down and then more car trouble going back. And, you know, it's not fun. But by the time I got there, there were 9 guys there already. They had 9 rabbits in the first 2 hours, believe that or not.
Wow.
And we ended up with 11. I never pulled the trigger. I did see one, but they really got into them. Then we had a rabbit stew, I guess you'd call it, afterwards at the in the man cave of Ryan Kern, one of the guys, and Harold Pert made the rabbit stew. It was delicious, and I'm hoping to join them again sometime. And then this weekend, I'm heading to Fond du Lac County for some more rabbit hunting. Fred Nickel and his beagle Rufus are going to be joining me and Lauren Voss and Bob Langyer and a handful of Bob and Lauren's friends, and we're going to see if we can get some rabbits over that way. And today, for most listeners, is Max Zaruba's Hardwater Freaks outing on Okauchee Lake from 2 to 9:30 p.m. Search Hardwater Freaks annual event to get tickets. And you can find them on Facebook, too. This week, we've got two giveaways. A Dex finger light and carrying case, and that's worth $60, and two pairs of tickets to next weekend's Milwaukee Muskie Expo. To enter the drawing for one or both of those, call 414-297-7554 or email dsoradio@gmail.com. And this year's Milwaukee Sports Show will feature a youth turkey calling contest with some great prizes, including two 20-gauge Mossberg turkey shotguns and some box calls from the National Wild Turkey Federation. We'll have more details on next week's show when I talk with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Outdoors editor Paul Smith, but you can register online now at jssportsshow.com. Coming up, hearing instrument specialist Adeline Decry tells us about Professional Hearing Care's newest office in Waupaca and invites us to a symposium in March. Muskie Expo promoter Mike Veseret previews next weekend's Milwaukee Muskie Expo at Washington County Fair Park. And Raised at Full Draw, Wisconsin director Greg Kurzinski announces spring classes throughout the state. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Pheasants Forever's National Pheasant Fest and Quail Classic is coming to the Minneapolis Convention Center on the weekend of February 20th. Join us for puppy and dog training seminars, a youth village for kids, hunting seminars and gear, and more than 400 exhibitors. It's National Pheasant Fest and Quail Classic, the weekend of February 20th, presented by Pheasants Forever, Quail Forever, and Federal Ammunition. For more information, log on to pheasantfest.org.
Want a compact fishing light that does not strap to your head? Meet Dex Fingerlight at Fingerlight.com. Fingerlight's patented Griptonite ring fits any finger, keeping your hands free to handle fishing gear, ignite a glow worm, or tinker at home. There are three light modes, and it's durable, waterproof, and rechargeable. Developed by a father and son Missouri team, Dex Fingerlight is faster and easier than a headlamp. Use discount code DanSmall15 now for 15% off on any order at Fingerlight.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Professional Hearing Care, LLC, with offices in Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, Green Bay, and now Waupaca, Wisconsin, is an ever-expanding, full-service hearing healthcare clinic and the highest-rated practice in Wisconsin. Their website is profhearingcare.com, and you can call for information. Our direct line number, which also will get you a free exam, your first consultation, is 608-292-4916, and mention that you heard about it on Outdoors Radio. Joining me from the Fitchburg office today is Adeline Decry. She is a hearing instrument specialist with PHC, and we'll ask her a little bit about her education because we know she's a student at UW-Stevens Point. Adeline, welcome back, and thanks for joining us again.
Hello, I'm happy to be back.
Well, tell us about your progress on your doctoral degree.
Yes, I'm very excited to say that we are counting down the weeks at this point. Just started my last semester, so about 16 or 15 weeks, and I'll be a doctor, Dr. Decry.
Wow, okay, Dr. Adeline, wonderful. Well, you have been there at Professional Hearing Care for about a year now, I think.
Yeah. And
we know that you were a competitive trap shooter in high school and college, and you are still actively shooting and working with clubs, and we'll get to that in just a few minutes. Did you do any hunting last fall?
I did. My dad and I went out to go try to shake some pheasants loose, but unfortunately they were really warm and wanted to stay hunkered in. Nothing the dogs could do to get them up.
Oh, even with dogs you couldn't find pheasants. Wow.
No, they were running around.
Okay. And how about deer hunting?
No, I'm not a deer hunter. I appreciate the sport, but I talk way too much to be sitting in a stand out in the woods.
Oh, okay. Yeah, very good. Well, let's talk about the new location in Waupaca. Where is it and what do you offer there?
We have taken over the care of Rural Audiology Services. That's County Road QQ. It's a treatment facility where we can do hearing tests to determine stage of hearing loss, tinnitus evaluations, and then get going on to treat that hearing loss.
And are you open daily? What are the hours?
Yeah, we are open 8 to 5 Monday through Thursday, and on Fridays we're open 8:30 to 2.
Okay, and I understand you have a symposium coming up in March in Waupaca.
Yes, we do. That one is going to be March 10th at 10 a.m., and that's at the Par 4 Resort.
Okay, it sounds like a golf club.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too. It should be pretty out there.
Okay. What happens at one of these symposiums? I've been to several, and I know some of our listeners have. Tell us what happens at one.
These symposiums are a really great opportunity for the community to learn more about hearing loss, the ear-to-brain connection, and tinnitus. And really, it just gives you an opportunity to ask questions, because if you have the question, I guarantee the person sitting next to you also has that question. So come with a lot of questions. I believe Dr. Laura Venipol is going to be the one presenting.
Okay. And will you be there?
I don't know if I'll be there. I've been at the Fitchburg office, so hopefully I can make it up there to Waupaca, but not sure yet.
Okay. Well, do you think Dr. Laura is going to continue expanding? You've got 6 now, right? 6 offices?
Yeah, 6. Boy, I sure hope so. I just love what we do, and I'd love to share it with more people in Wisconsin.
Well, now, let's talk about the connection between shooting and hearing loss. Now, you were a shooter, a trap shooter, in high school and college. Did you encounter people with hearing loss back in those days?
Yeah, absolutely. I started shooting when I was maybe 12 years old, and of course, all the people that I would shoot with were above the age of 65, and so I really got to watch them and their hearing progress as I was progressing in my shooting career. And honestly, towards the end, when I was about to graduate high school, deciding what I wanted to do, it was heartbreaking because I wasn't able to communicate with those guys as I once had. And one thing that I noticed as I was going throughout college is, boy, they weren't wearing their hearing protection. And that's where, you know, over the years, phone calls have started to not happen because they can't hear me very well on the phone. So just making sure you're protecting your hearing as best as you can when you are shooting and even mowing the lawn, anything loud, protect your hearing.
Yeah, and we talk about that every time we talk with one of you, but I think people who are longtime shooters or lawnmowers or chainsaw operators, they don't think about it. And that hearing loss is gradual and progressive, isn't it?
Absolutely. Every day you wake up, that's your new normal. Very similar to eyesight, right? Every day you wake up, oh, well, it's a little blurry, but then one day you put glasses on and there the world is. Hearing loss is very similar.
Those of us who are over 60 know that people tend to gradually lose hearing as they age. How does that kind of hearing loss differ from hearing loss that happens if you're a shooter or using loud equipment?
With hearing loss, of course, aging plays a factor in all of that. And I like to think of it that the noise exposure factor speeds up that process, right? So with age-related hearing loss, you may notice that you can hear things, but it's just not as clear. Very similar with noise exposure as well. It's affecting the clarity region of speech.
Okay. Well, you as a shooter are offering to put on educational events for shooting clubs. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I'm out here in the Fitchburg area, but I'm open to traveling to other areas across Wisconsin that we have an office near because I really want to connect with people who have similar interests as me. Shooting clubs, if you're interested in putting on a spring event where I can talk to your group more about hearing protection, tinnitus, hearing loss, and what can be done about it, that would be fantastic.
Would there be a charge for that?
No, there will not be a charge to that. Honestly, it'll be a great opportunity for us to connect about things we enjoy and also a way for me to help you hear your loved ones better.
Okay. And to sign up for one of those or to get more information, they can simply call our information number, right?
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah. Okay, folks, again, that's 608-292-4916. Well, Adeline, before we let you go, we've got to ask you about Dr. Allie and baby Callie Ann. Dr. Allie was a regular voice on our show until last summer when she had a baby. How are they doing?
They're doing absolutely fantastic. Dr. Allie just sent me some updated photos this weekend. Baby Callie is about 6 months or a little over that now. Healthy baby, healthy mom, healthy dad. Everything is going great.
We don't know when we might expect her back with our audience or back at work, right?
That's right. As of now, she is on permanent mom duty.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you'll talk to her, wish her good luck from me and from all our listeners who have come to know her and follow her progress. And we're going to continue getting to know you and follow your progress. So thanks so much for joining us, and we will talk again soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You're quite welcome. Folks, that was soon to be Dr. Adeline Decry, who is now a hearing instrument specialist with Professional Hearing Care, and they have offices in Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, Green Bay, and now Waupaca. To learn more about what they offer, to sign up for that free symposium on March 10th, or if you are associated with a shooting club or sportsman's club and you would like to have Adeline come out and talk to your group about hearing protection, you can do all of that by calling our number 608-292-4916. And you can find out more on their website, profhearingcare.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
You're listening to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Milwaukee Muskie Expo is coming up next weekend. Can you believe it? February 13 through 15 at Washington County Fair Park in West Bend. You can learn more online at Muskie Expo, and that's Muskie IE. So there's two E's in there, MuskieExpo.com. And joining me now is Muskie Expo producer Mike Veseret. Mike, thanks for joining us, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Dan.
Well, you're quite welcome. And, you know, I start with this question every year. It's a week out. Are you ready?
We are ready. Absolutely ready. The hall's totally booked. Everything's been ordered. We're really anxious to get going on setup this Wednesday and Thursday, and then obviously the public will come in on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. You just had a show down in Chicago a few weeks ago. I suppose that was another good one, hey?
Oh, these shows have been just great this year. Great turnout from vendors, great turnout from consumers. Everybody seems to be just having a great time, and noticeably so, because this winter was brutal cold.
Yeah, it certainly was. Well, where is it? I mentioned Washington County Fair Park. Tell us how to get there if people have never been there.
Well, it's Highway 45 if you're coming up from Milwaukee or even south from Green Bay, Pleasant Valley Road or County Highway PV, hence the Pleasant Valley. It's just off of that exit. You literally can't miss it. So you take exit PV off of Highway 45.
Yep, and you can see the venue if you're coming from the north off to the left as you exit there. I understand your parking is free?
Parking is absolutely 100% free.
Wonderful. And then you've got a special that you've been doing, I think, every year. Hand warmers? Tell us about that.
Yeah, we give away a couple thousand hand warmers at these shows. And the way they keep your hand warm is you put your cold beer inside it, and then you hold on to the hand warmer, and your hands don't get cold, and the beer actually stays cold. I don't know how it knows.
Well, there's something about foam technology, I think.
And yeah, I think they're also known as koozie cups, Dan.
Yeah, oh, okay. Some folks collect these, you told me?
Oh, yeah. We started this back in 2019. Chaos Tackle was the first sponsor. Each vendor kind of gets their turn at the cat. This year it's Big Guy Baits is going to be the primary sponsor of the Koozie Cup. And so you got Muskie Expo 2026 on the front and Big Guy Baits with a nice looking rooster on the back. And people do hold on to these. I mean, I still see people showing up at the shows with the original one from 7 years ago.
Wow. Okay. Well, speaking of vendors, you've got some great vendors. Can you tell us about some of them?
Well, sure. You know, we've got the perennials that have been with the show forever. This will actually be the last year for the current owner of Muskie Innovations. He just sold the company, mm-hmm. but he actually was the first vendor and has been with the Muskie Expos now for, I think, over 30 years. If you want to see Brad Rue from Muskie Innovations, this will probably be the last time you're going to see him at a show. The other guys that are also kind of in that mix is Muskie Mayhem, been around since 2005. Great product. Basically invented the double-bladed bucktail. First iteration, and there's some classic people in there. Suic is in here. Obviously, Chaos Tackle. Thorn Brothers, A to Z, if you can't find it at Thorn. Obviously, there's plenty of product in that booth, but small vendors, even local, more local vendors to the Milwaukee area. Man Cave Baits, Pandemonium, just to name a few. So you'll see local, you'll see regional, you'll see national. MEPS lures will be there. It's just a great turnout, a great variety of products. Nets, rods, reels, poles, you name it. A to Z, if you need it for musky fishing, it's there.
All right. And speakers, you've always got a lineup of quality seminar speakers. Who have you got this year?
Well, the main three, which are kind of more like all-star people, Doug Wagner has an enormous following of people that follow his skills. He started his career with the Muskie Expos, met that young man back in 2018, and he's been a fishing guide ever since. Lee Lures puts on a YouTube channel with his partner, Robbie. Lee is part of Today's Angling, but he also does Lee Lures. Great product selection, but great knowledge, great institutional fishing knowledge. And last but not least, he held the state record of Wisconsin for the largest muskie caught. And then I think there's been two follow-ups of the largest muskies caught this year. So there's been three record fish. muskies caught this year, but you'll see the first record holder for the year, which is Jeff Van Remortels. His fish should be on display at the Lax Reproduction booth. So if you want to see what a giant fish looks like, come check out Lax Reproduction booth. It's there.
Yeah, and they are always at the show, and those fish look alive. It's a repro and not a skin mount, and they look so much better and cleaner, I think, than skin mounts, and to save the fish at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about the cost to put a lot of the fish into our southern lakes, a lot of those are introduced by fisheries. You know, they're not natural reproduction. So all those fish cost money, and, you know, it takes an enormous amount of time for a fish to get up into that 50-plus class. And there are that class of fish in southern Wisconsin. You do get into the natural reproduction in the north, but that's not where this show's at. It's in southern Wisconsin.
Yeah, yeah. And kids are always welcome. In fact, I think you have kids under 16 and under free. Is that right?
If you're under the age of 16, you get in for free.
All right. And you've got some specials for kids.
Yeah, we do another thing, which one of the sponsors this year, it's Chaos on the Back. We give away about 100 t-shirts to the first 100 kids. We try to spread them out through all 3 days so that they don't just get wiped out on Friday or Saturday. It just says on the back of the shirt, Chaos Tackle. And above it says Junior Pro Staff. We've been doing that for a number of years, and it's fun to see some of these kids growing up still wearing shows from 2 and 3 and 4 years ago. Maybe it was their big brother's or big sister shirt that they're wearing now, but you get the gist.
Yeah.
On the front, it says Muskie Expo 2026. So
all right.
It's kind of a nice gift, and it's all free.
Cool. And then you've got something special for the kids on Saturday with Meps Lures, right?
Yes. First 100 kids that want to build their own lure, Meps has provided the kit, and they'll have the supervision there to help your child build a Meps lure from 10 until noon on Saturday.
Any charge for that?
Meps is picking up the whole tab. It's all on Meps. When you see him, you see, thank you. That's what I'd ask for all these young people. Just remember to say thank you.
Yeah, cool. And then you've always got door prizes. What have you got going on this year?
Well, our big prize is a week stay, basically 5 days fishing on Cave Run Lake and staying with Tony Grant. He'll provide 1 day fully guided tour of the lake. And then obviously you'd be on your own for the other 4 days, but he'll be able to show you the hot spots and get you on a nice fish. Past winners of any of these bigger trips have always reported just a great time. So look forward to whoever wins that having a great time.
Okay. And other prizes as well, right?
Yeah, the vendors typically will donate prizes. We do it as a secondary drawing after the grand prize winner, and then we mail those off to the winners. It's potluck in terms of what vendors hand me, but, you know, there's usually some really nice gems in that group, too.
Yeah, cool. Well, show hours, when are you open?
We open at 1 o'clock on Friday, and we go till 7. Saturday morning, we start at 9 o'clock. And we end at 5, so you'll still have time to take your honey out for dinner, or she can take you out to dinner.
Yeah.
And then also on Sunday, we go from 9 until 2 o'clock. Sunday is a short and sweet day. We get her in, get her done.
Okay. And ticket prices?
Tickets right now up through Thursday are $12 for a single day ticket online, or $15 at the show.
Okay. Well, anything else we need to talk about, Mike?
Any questions, my website, muskieexpo.com, has basically everything we just spoke about. So if you have any questions, feel free to check out the website. My phone number is actually on the website, and believe it or not, I absolutely always pick up my phone. So don't feel like you're putting me out by giving me a call.
All right. Well, Mike, thanks so much, and I hope a lot of listeners, I know a lot of listeners will be there. And we're actually giving away a couple of tickets, so people can get in on that drawing. We'll mention that at the end of the show again, how to do it. And I hope you have a great turnout and a great show. I know you will.
It sounds like it's going to be a tremendous show this year. So appreciate all your efforts too, Dan. Appreciate it.
You bet. You're quite welcome. Folks, that was Mike Vezard. He's the producer and owner of the Muskie Expo coming to Washington County Fair Park, February 13 through 15, that's next weekend. And the website has all the information, muskieexpo.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this. If you're into muskies, you'll meet top guides and outfitters and find the greatest selection of muskie baits at the Milwaukee Muskie Expo, February 13 through 15, Washington County Fair Park, West Bend. Tickets at muskieexpo.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp, telling stories, and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Want a compact fishing light that does not strap to your head? Meet Dex Fingerlight at Fingerlight.com. Fingerlight's patented Griptonite ring fits any finger, keeping your hands free to handle fishing gear, ignite a glow worm, or tinker at home. There are three light modes, and it's durable, waterproof, and rechargeable. Developed by a father and son Missouri team, Dex Fingerlight is faster and easier than a headlamp. Use discount code DanSmall15 now for 15% off on any order at Fingerlight.com. If you're into muskies, you'll meet top guides and outfitters and find the greatest selection of muskie baits at the Milwaukee Muskie Expo, February 13 through 15, Washington County Fair Park, West Bend. Tickets at muskieexpo.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Joining me now is Greg Kurzynski. He's the Wisconsin director for Raised at Full Draw. He's based in Rice Lake, and their website is raisedatfulldraw.com. Imagine a bow hunter, Raised at Full Draw. So raisedatfulldraw.com, and he's been on the show before. Greg, welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network, and thanks for joining us again.
Hey, thanks for having us again. We appreciate any time that we can get to let the public know what we're doing in the outdoors and hopefully provide avenues for people to join us.
Yes, and before we get into the classes and events you have coming up soon, for people who are not familiar with Raised at Full Draw, what is it and how does it work?
Raised at Full Draw is a nonprofit out of Iowa. I'm the Wisconsin director. We are in seven states. Our bread and butter is actually teen youth bow hunting camps. And like I said, we're in seven states. We have nine camps. They've been very popular since 2014. Our Wisconsin camp is held in Shawnee, Wisconsin. It will be starting July 23rd through the 26th. We've been sold out the last 2 years. We had to actually add room into the camp to get kids off the waiting list. So we highly encourage anybody that's out there that's interested in our camp to make sure that they sign up early. We were sold out by the end of March, and that's happening throughout the country with all our camps. So that's our bread and butter as far as to Raise That Full Draw as a nonprofit. We also did, just 3 years ago, receive a contract from the DNR through a federal grant that we are one of the partners with the R3 team with the DNR that goes out to recruit people into the outdoors. Oh, we did a good job. So we're back on board for two more years. And at the beginning, to get our name out there, we had lots of classes and activities, and it took word of mouth for a while to get those classes full. And we've kind of circled full range now that we're having no problems still in our class, and we're getting a lot of requests from the public of hosting different classes. We're expanding the classes that we can do, so it's all good. So besides Raise That Full Draw, Pheasants Forever, the National Deer Association, and Pass It On Foundation are the other three partners. So between the four partner groups, we expanded the possibility of the DNR educating people in the public to access our outdoors.
Yeah, and you have some programs coming up soon. In fact, one of them, I understand, is full already, the February 12th event?
Yeah, we've been planning out our 2026 calendar, and it's ready to be moving forward ahead here. So we've already had some events, but the next one coming up is a turkey calling and basic class. That's a two-part class. and it's going to be February 12th and March 21st. And unfortunately, it's full. Huh. We have a volunteer out of New York that's going to be doing the class virtually. It was popular last year, and we brought it back, and it filled up pretty darn quick. With that in mind, we're rescheduling, and we have more turkey classes coming up. So we will have one a little bit later in northern Wisconsin here. We're going to have one on Saturday, March 21st, at the Northwest Rod and Gun Club, which is in Boyceville, Wisconsin. And Raised at Full Draw will do pretty much all the topics. It's going to kind of center on both calling and also on basic hunting. And you can bring any question you have about any aspect of turkey hunting and ask it that day. And then the club afterwards is going to put on a session where you can actually bring your shotgun or your bow and have a sight-in day for that day. We're starting to get some really nice partnerships with local clubs throughout Wisconsin.
Well, that's fantastic. And then you have a shed hunting workshop coming up this month.
Yeah, Raised Up Full Draw is a full volunteer force out there, and we're always recruiting people that have great knowledge in the outdoors. I have a person in Polk County that trains dogs to go shed hunting, and they volunteered that they would like to provide a class in their area where they live for the people in the area. We're going to meet at a local lake, and from there, we're going to stand out on some county lands, and they're going to let the dogs do the work, and we're going to do some of the work, and we're going to combine that together and give people knowledge of how they can actually train their dog to get some sheds. Sometimes the spring's a tough time of the year to get out, and what a great way to get out in the outdoors. And if you are a hunter, what a great way to do some early scouting and get some time with your dog and take your family along with you.
Yeah, cool. Well, and speaking of deer, let's stay on deer for a second. You've got a deer recovery workshop. That's coming up at the end of May, so there's still plenty of time to register for that one, right?
Yeah, that's another new class. And really, we're putting it out there because of the popularity of people now getting help tracking game that's down. One of the downsides of hunting is it is going to happen once in a while where you're going to have trouble finding a deer. But just like everybody else, hunters have a high ethics code that they want to do everything possible to recover that down game. So now you're having the growth of dogs and drones out there. And we just thought it'd be a really good class. It's relatively new that these things are going on. There are some legal aspects of, you know, how you have to go about tracking down game with both dogs and drones. So we thought it would be really interesting to open that up to the public so they can ask their questions, they can see it in action, they can get a feel of, hey, when do I call the dogs in? You know, we don't want to replace the aspect of hunting where we recover our own game, but when is the situation? What should we do? How can we keep the area open so that the dogs can come in or the drones come in? So I have two groups that have been highly successful and very, very busy. Sounds like from year to year now that this is getting pretty popular. So I think it's going to be a popular class.
Yeah, and that one's in Custer, Wisconsin at Blackhawk Archery Club, and you got it scheduled for Saturday, May 30th, so folks can register for that one as well.
Again, another great partnership with a club there just east of Stevens Point. We have it in May because we just also want to make sure we're working the dogs at a time of the year that it's not too hot but not too cold to work them, and it just seemed to be a good time of the year there.
Okay. And then rounding them out, I think this is the last one, you've got a fur handling workshop in March.
Yeah, again, another partnership. We partnered up with the Bloomer Rod and Gun Club. This will be the second year in a row that we're doing this. We've also partnered with the Wisconsin Trappers Association, and we're putting on a fur prep class is the short term for it. Basically, it's a fur handling class, and basically it's geared towards brand new trappers, maybe somebody that just passed trapper certification in the last 2 years, maybe it's their first time on their trap lines, all of a sudden, okay, they did everything right, they secured an animal, now what do I do? Our trapper education classes do spend some time of how to prep first, but just like everything else, you can only do so much in a given certain time. So this is expanding that knowledge. It's pairing master trappers that have been doing it for years with younger trappers. And this time we've actually opened it up that people are not knowledge in trapping, but they're intrigued by maybe learning a little bit more. We're opening some spots so people can actually just observe and they don't have to do the hands-on. But we have 30 slots that are open for hands-on. That one's just about full, but we do have some room for observers too. So again, another great class. Another class that filled up pretty quick, and, yeah, we're just moving forward.
All right. And you will be adding classes throughout the year, correct?
Yes, there's classes added throughout the year. You can find them at the DNR's events page. You can find them at Raise That Full Draw's webpage. We also have classes that really never even hit those two areas because we do classes for certain groups where we don't need to advertise for the outside because that group has solicited us to come in and do maybe a beginning bow hunting class or an entry to archery class or something else that they already have the group put together. And if they have room, we'll open up to the public. If not, we take care of them. So if you're out there and you have an idea for a class and you want to have somebody, send us a notice at Raised Up Full Draw, send the Department of Natural Resources a note, and we'll see what we can do. This year, our deer processing classes were some of the most popular classes again. I think I did 5 different deer processing classes throughout the state where we brought 2 deer in. We showed people how to skin that deer, how to cape that deer, how to break that deer down. Everybody went home with some venison, and it allows them to be able to process their deer at home, which seems to be, for many reasons, very popular these days. We could have probably ran a deer processing class every 2 weeks, all year round, throughout Wisconsin. So I think there's just a good need there. People want to know where their food's coming from the field to the fork. And also, you know, it's just there's not as many people in the trade skills out there as butchers. I do have a few butchers that are working with us that want to work with us because not only they want to help people take care of their own, they would love to recruit people into the butchering business to carry on that tradition.
Yeah, and that's a great service because, as you mentioned, there are fewer processing companies that will handle a deer anymore, and it's getting expensive, so a lot of people want to do their own.
Yeah, that's the other part of it. You know, not as many. It's a little more difficult. It gets a little expensive if you have a few extra deer, you know, and just having that knowledge and doing it yourself, it's really not that difficult. It just takes, we find it just takes a little bit of confidence where instead of watching a video on YouTube, we put your hands on and it gives them enough confidence to go do it on their own.
All right. Well, Greg, you have been busy and you are staying busy. So we will send folks to your website and we'll talk to you again, maybe later in the year.
Sounds good. Thank you for having us again.
You're quite welcome. Folks, that was Greg Kurzinski, the Wisconsin director for Raised at Full Draw. He's in Rice Lake, but their programs are statewide, and you can sign up for those programs that we mentioned, or if you are a member of a group or a club and you want to have them help you create a program of your own, you can contact them as well. And you can get all that information on their website, raisedatfulldraw.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this. If you're into muskies, you'll meet top guides and outfitters and find the greatest selection of muskie baits at the Milwaukee Muskie Expo, February 13 through 15, Washington County Fair Park, West Bend. Tickets at muskieexpo.com.
Pheasants Forever's National Pheasant Fest and Quail Classic is coming to the Minneapolis Convention Center on the weekend of February 20th. Join us for puppy and dog training seminars, a youth village for kids, hunting seminars and gear, and more than 400 exhibitors. It's National Pheasant Fest and Quail Classic, the weekend of February 20th, presented by Pheasants Forever, Quail Forever, and Federal Ammunition. For more information, log on to pheasantfest.org.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with Professional Hearing Care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
If you're into muskies, you'll meet top guides and outfitters and find the greatest selection of muskie baits at the Milwaukee Muskie Expo, February 13 through 15, Washington County Fair Park, West Bend. Tickets at muskieexpo.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com, by Crestliner Boats at crestliner.com, and by Mercury Marine at mercurymarine.com. See the latest Crestliner Boats and Mercury Outboards at Cedar Lake Sales in West Bend. Crestliner and Thunderjet have announced rebates of up to $7,500 for 2026, and Mercury Marine is offering 7 years of factory back coverage on qualifying outboards. This offer ends on March 31st, so don't delay. If you're looking to buy a brand new boat, get over to Cedar Lake Sales today. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, Green Bay, and now Wapaka, profhearingcare.com.
And if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not on the air where you live, you can always watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. And my Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special is archived on YouTube at Deer Hunt Wisconsin.
And the radio show is online all the time as well for you. Get onto lake-link.com. Go to the Outdoor Radio page. You can download it there, or you can go to outdoornews.com/podcasts and find it there as well. Dan's on social media as Dan Small Outdoors. You'll find me at Hardwater Jeff.
The DNR is seeking nominations for the Hunter Education Instructor of the Year and Hunter Education Group of the Year and Archery Education Instructor of the Year awards. Nominations are accepted through February 15th, so you got a little time on that. To download a nomination form, visit the DNR website, keywords, volunteer instructor forms, and citizen resolutions for consideration at the Wisconsin Conservation Congress may be submitted until February 9th, so we're running out of time on that one. Visit the DNR website, keywords there, spring hearings. And this is Sled Safe Education and Enforcement Weekend in Wisconsin. DNR wardens will be on the trails offering tips for safe snowmobiling and, of course, looking for impaired operators and other violations. And there have already been 6 snowmobiling fatalities this winter in Wisconsin. That's 6 too many. Sled Safe Wisconsin, don't drink and ride. And I don't know about those poker runs, Jeff. It's kind of counter to the theme here, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say that's directly opposed to what we're talking about here. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The Badgerland chapter of SCI is holding its 50th annual Hunters Expo next weekend in the Dells at Chula Vista Resort. Outfitters from around the world will be there. You can get information and tickets at scibadgerland.com. This week we've got 2 giveaways, the Dex Fingerlight and 2 pairs of tickets to next weekend's Milwaukee Muskie Expo. To enter for either of these or both, call 414-297-7554 or email dsoradio@gmail.com. Next Friday, February 13th, Lost in the Woods Improv morphs into Lust in the Woods for a Valentine's weekend romantic comedy at the Backstage on Highway 13, just south of Bayfield. They're featuring the usual Lost in the Woods suspects, plus special musical guest Andy Noyes, a well-known guitarist from up in that neck of the woods. Tickets are just $10 at the door, or in advance at bigtop.org. Show starts at 7, so get there early and get a seat. Bring a date, for goodness sake. For more info, go to bigtop.org or Facebook at Lost in the Woods Improv. And our theme music is by Warren Nelson. As always, his next performance is going on today, if you're listening on Saturday, at the Harbor Table in Washburn. Show starts at 4, and this week's theme, also a Valentine's Day theme, love songs. Come for the show, stay for the prime rib special on Saturday nights. For more on Warren and his music, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small, here with Jeff Kelm. Get outside this weekend. Come on out to Westby for the Snowflake Ski Jumping Tournament. And be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy ack is just too lazy to lure, when the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be trolling.